And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, getting an update on Resiliency Village and the work that's taking place by Resiliency Village. We're joined by two members who are leaders with the organization, Mark Dykin and Shelley Munoz. Mark Dykin, I'll pose the next question to you. During the earlier segments, we talked a lot about what's taking place physically at the Big Hill site and kind of the history of the organization. But I know there's also a number of partnerships and grants that are coming towards Resiliency Village. So can you fill us in on some of those exciting things as well?
Sure. And this is really critical to this work, BJ, is it has to be, we have to have partnerships and we have to have collaborations with other nonprofits, with local and statewide government, with the business community, with the faith-based community, with individuals and donors. If this isn't a collaborative community effort, I don't think it will succeed. It's absolutely essential. So we are excited because we have a partnership now with Motherlode Job Training. In fact, they were just on site today. their case managers will work with our case manager to enroll people in a program that trains them. Well, first does a work assessment, so see what they're interested in, what their skills are, where they could have some success, then find the types of jobs that fit that profile for them, train them for that kind of work, and then even have a placement part of the work where the grant pays their salary while they work for someone for a while. The employer doesn't actually have to pay for that. Maybe it leads into a job, but at the very least, it leads into work experience. Then we also have a food recovery grant that we're starting to work on now with the Chicken Ranch Tribe, who've been amazing supporters for us. And in this grant, Resiliency Village residents and possibly other folks will be recovering food that might otherwise go to waste from the restaurants. And it'll first start with the restaurants at the Chicken Ranch Casino, but then maybe expand out to other food establishments in the county and take that food and get it to places where it can be used so that it's not going to waste. So that relieves the landfill of taking that, plus puts that food into the hands of people who can use it and really use the nutrition. So we're excited about those two that are working partnerships locally here. And then we were really excited to be chosen as part of the Partnerships in Action Learning Collaborative with seven other organizations from around the state. Hundreds of applicants in a highly competitive grant and learning collaborative, and we were chosen. We are the smallest, youngest, and only rural participant. And the whole purpose of the grant is to improve health outcomes for people who are experiencing homelessness. So we, again, have partnered with the Matheson Memorial Health Clinic, which is supported by, again, the Chicken Ranch Band. And our project will be to do street outreach and see about the possibility of either building or leasing or somehow getting to work in the community with a mobile health van that could take the services that people need to where people are unsheltered, as well as visit places like ours where people already live, to do some basic health assessments and just sort of establish that relationship for people so that when it is time to come into care or when they do have an acute health need, there's people there who know them and can help guide them through what they would need to heal. So we're excited to learn from these other organizations about how to be better at what we do, but also how to improve health outcomes in our community. So those are just a few of the first big projects that our work is paying off.
Yeah, it's a huge honor, especially with that statewide collaborative as well. Are you optimistic that the work and kind of the vision of what Resiliency Village is doing will continue to grow and continue to expand in the years ahead?
I am optimistic, and what we're seeing with the folks, I mean, it doesn't work for everyone, and we learned a lot, and we learned a lot about who will be successful and who might not be, who might need more service than we can give, but absolutely excited about it. And with that learning collaborative, our results are supposed to be reported out to the state, so whether we succeed at it or don't succeed or some place in between, the idea is to learn from these efforts and see, you know, Benjamin Franklin took a few experiments before he got to electricity, right? What it's Edison said, I failed 1,000 times to make a light bulb. No, I learned 1,000 ways it didn't work. And that's part of what we're doing is the things that don't go right are not necessarily mistakes if we learn and get better afterwards.
Right.
And so we're excited about that part.
Shelley Munoz, anything you'd like to add on that?
All of the opportunities that we've been given are such blessings, and we just really are grateful for everyone in this community. We have people that volunteer. I'll give a little shout out here to Devin from Devin's Delectables, because she is constantly there for us, you know, bringing, she'll make a special meal and bring it up, or a birthday cake if somebody has a birthday, or, you know, she's bringing us toilet paper today. She makes the Costco run. So, yeah. You know, I mean, it's like Mark said, it takes everybody together. It takes a community together to make a project like this successful. And that's the beauty of it. You know, it's people coming together to work on a problem that is, or an issue that is, that's really hard to deal with on an individual level. And so I think part of our strength, there's been some tough pieces, you know, having to, you know, make decisions about individual people and just dealing with things on a daily level. And that's part of our strength, is caring enough to learn and grow and keep this thing going. So,
and Shelley, I remember talking to you right before COVID hit. There was plans for a big fundraiser that,
yes,
unfortunately didn't actually happen because of the pandemic. Is it going to be happening sometime
it
soon?
It is going to be happening. We are so excited about this, because we are going ahead with this one. And this is actually our third plan or fourth plan. We've had to at least cancel at least two really big ones, and I think a smaller one as well. So we are moving ahead with this one. It is going to be September 24th. At 5:00, and you can buy tickets through our website. You do have to have a ticket to get in, and it's going to be a great night. We have Mark decided to step aside as our resident expert drummer on this one, so that he could actually be the executive director that night. So Skull Country is going to be our band. We've got Juggling Music and Fire Artistry by Kevin Extell. BZ Smith is going to be there, and rather than her usual storytelling, she's actually going to be reading for the first time in this county our new book, Just for Leon John. And so that's super exciting to us, and we'll have books there that night. But the most special and exciting piece of it is that we have Patch Adams with us that night, live and in person. And if you don't know who Patch Adams is, please go rent the movie with Robin Williams, and it's pretty accurate on what this guy does and has done with his life. And, you know, he's been a doctor his entire adult life and has not once ever charged a dime for any kind of medical care. He's a personal hero of mine. And has been important in my life. When my son passed away, I wrote a book about that experience and contacted Patch, and he got back to me right away. And we started communication. He has a copy of my book in his library at the Gesundheit Institute, his hospital, or his soon-to-be hospital back in where he lives. And he actually wrote letters to me from around the world, little postcards. I'd get a postcard from here or there, not for any reason other than the kindness of his heart, because he knew I was a grieving mom and that I needed that support at that time. So I'll be forever grateful to him for that, and am just super excited that he'll be here with us live and talking up Resiliency Village.
Well, so he'll be our keynote speaker, and he has a really refreshing take on medicine, on our healing, and how we interact with people, especially the least fortunate among us. So, internationally recognized speaker who's really likes our project and is going to give us his time that evening. So something special in our county.
Yeah.
And then, Shelley, anybody who's interested in tickets, how much are they, and what's the best way to get those?
Tickets are $100. It's going to be, we're going to have a beautiful meal that night. The main meal is being cooked by Chef Dave, and then Devin is making the dessert, Devin's Delectables. And so it's $100 a ticket, and those can be purchased online at our website, www.resiliencyvillage.org.
Any final comments, Mark Dykin, you'd like to make?
Again, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, BJ, and just really encouraging people. You just don't know what folks are going through. I know this is a crisis in our county. Be kind and look and see how we can pull together and help out.
And Shelley Munoz, any final words you'd like to leave?
Thank you again to our community and everybody that's involved. There are so many good people out there that are trying hard and have been working for years and years and years to make a difference here in this county as far as our unsheltered folks. And like Mark said, be kind. Think of a nice word to say. You know, you might really make a difference in someone's day just by, you know, saying hello or how are you or something as small as that. You know, something small sometimes is something really large for someone else. So
we'll end on that note. We thank both of you for coming in and giving us an update on Resiliency Village. We've been joined by Shelley Munoz and Mark Dykin. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.